All right, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is DJ Funky Bacon of Eve Radio. The time of the recording that you're listening to right now is 1640 GMT, February 5th, 2009. This is in, pre-recording for the show that's happening on tonight. We are joined right now by Mitani, who I guess I'm going to shy away from calling you the mastermind of this because I haven't heard it from your own mouth. But what can you tell us about your personal involvement, I guess, in the situation that's happening with Bob right now? And can you kind of give us a rundown on what's happened exactly that you guys have done?
Well, it's sort of an unusual story. We try to take advantage of opportunities whenever they present themselves to us. In the GIA, we have a long history of sort of a ruthless degree of espionage to try to make up for the fact that up until very recently, militarily speaking, the swarm has been kind of weak. I mean, we started out as a bunch of newbies. But everybody knows that. You want the specific details regarding what happened. What happened was a member of Ignis Octora, I can't even say their name, they're a random member corp, I hope I'm not mangling the pronunciation, was doing a recruitment.
Member corp of Goon Swarm?
Yes, Igni is a member corp of Goonswarm.
Okay.
And we picked them up, I think, sometime after the Lock of Volterra Wars. What happened was this Igni member, a guy named Tamir Link, T-A-M-I-R space L-E-N-K, was doing a recruitment scam, which is a noble and honorable Goon pastime practiced by quite a lot of us. So he recruitment scammed a random puppy into Goonswarm to join Igni. And a couple of days passed, and the guy was, you know, had moved all of his assets. And of course, usually the way this works is you scam somebody from Empire, they come in, they move their stuff, and they start living in your corp, and then you kick them out and say, you know, haha, screw you, because we're wonderful people.
That's very wonderful.
So he did this, he did this, and it came time to kick the guy out, and the guy's like, well, you know, I've really enjoyed being in Igni. I really wish you wouldn't do this. I really feel welcomed here. You know, I enjoy flying with you guys. This really sucks. You know, I'm a bot director. Maybe I could help you guys out. So Tamer is like, you know, what the hell? He contacts his CEO, Aaron Static, who contacts me immediately because I guess I'm sort of the go-to guy for this kind of crap. So my initial reaction to being contacted by the idea of a bot director defector was that this is BS, right? Like, obviously, this has to be crap. But I was reminded of a book that I had been reading not too long ago called The Sword and the Shield, which is a history of the KGB, and talking about how periodically there would be Russian defectors to the CIA, and they would respond, basically the CIA guys would say, you know, obviously this couldn't be happening, this is crap, and they were legitimate. They were legitimate defectors. So I'm like, well, you know, we'll give this guy a chance. I don't want to be the guy who turns the Bob defector away. So I say, well, you know, why don't I get involved? And I say, why don't you give us your username and your password to your Bob forums account, right? If you're really interested in defecting and you're not just yanking my chain, don't waste my time. Give me the username and password. We'll see if it's legitimate, and we'll go from there. Now, imagine my surprise when not only does he give me this, but it turns out to be legitimate, and it's a BNC director account. He reveals himself to be Hargoth Agmar, and we sort of go from there. He gives us the Bob Alliance form thing, and we start to... this is basically where the plan begins launching into action. This was...
And how long ago was this?
This was only two nights ago. And the plan to actually disband Bob didn't actually get hatched until around 4 p.m. Eastern time. It was about 3.5 hours from the insight to the execution on that. The beginning of the story is when we began talking to Hargoth and he started giving us these the forum access. We started our forum archivers up because we have an automated forum archive system, which is something that people have been seeing the benefits of on kugutsman.com. We've been sort of gradually ripping everything that Bob has and publishing it for everyone to be amused with. So we started that up, and we just sort of began, Hargoth and I sort of began talking about what can we do? You know, what assets do you have? He started showing me the things that Black Nova Corporation had and, you know, telling me he's got a character in Tinfoil, he's got full director in Black Nova. And the funny thing about this is that Initially speaking, the whole thing was just going to be a relatively mundane smash and grab. When you're given a full director account, you have two options. You can either try to keep the director around as a long-term agent, which is what we did with Osmodius in Lock of Volterra, who was another director defector who was with us for a long time. Or you can accept the idea that at some point there is a risk of exposure and then you lose everything, and then you just try to do as much damage as you can. So looking at things, we had decided that we're going to try to do a smash and grab. We're going to try to take Black Nova's cap fleet because they have a corporate dread program that has them all in their hangars. They have the Black Nova store, which is a huge, just staggeringly big cache of ships, and all of their posthume and stuff like that. This is fairly mundane. I mean, you know, corp theft is honestly not a big deal, even if it's a big corp theft.
Yeah, it's been going around for a long time.
Exactly. So we go to bed, and we're still mulling things over. And the next day, I guess over the course of the evening, I'm like, you know, I should ask him. I'd forgotten to ask where these assets are. Are these assets in NPC space? Are they in conquerable space? Because that's important. If it's in NPC space, that means you can take all the stuff and then have access to it afterwards. If it's in a conquerable station, he can steal it from Black Nova, but we can't actually take the stuff else because it'll be trapped. He tells me it's an NPC corp. It's in an NPC station. We spend a little bit more time talking, and then it just came to me in a flash. I don't even know how to describe it. Normally speaking, when I'm doing some sort of spy thing, it's sort of a ruminative process where I'm trying to plot something. And it just came to me in an instant that we could disband Bob, and we could do just more than a smash and grab. It was just this searing flash. We could destroy the entire alliance. So I told him that, and we started working out the details, and we decided, whereby we at this point, I mean, not just myself and Hargoth, but also several of the other GIA directors, we began sort of working on the plan, and we wanted to not just destroy Bob, which is amusing in and of itself, but we also wanted to steal their very identity. We wanted to take the name Band of Brothers, because most of our war efforts have always been based around not just grinding our opponents down, but literally destroying the foundation of their identity. It's easy to take an alliance's space. It's a lot to kill their identity, but if you destroy the identity, the alliance will fail your cascade in short order. So basically what happened was we got everything together. At around 4 p.m. Eastern time, we had the insight to destroy the alliance. We very quickly then set things up. We wrote out a plan of action in a Google document, sort of a checklist to make sure that we wouldn't forget anything in the heat of the moment. And at that point, we began to wait until late Eastern time, when there would be very few people, very few Bob directors online. You need a CEO to kick out a full director, which meant that in order to remove the roles and get rid of the spy, someone would have to be physically waking up all of the European CEOs at like 4 in the morning, Euro time, and say, by the way, your alliance has been disbanded, which is exactly what happened. So when it came time to actually take the action, we did it about 2.5 hours ahead of schedule. We were aiming for 11 p.m. Eastern time, but there came a time when there was only 3 or 4 people in the entirety of Black Nova Corporation, because Bob's participation has been way down lately. They've been having a lot of internal troubles. It's sort of your typical like soap opera crap. But anyway, there's nobody on. So we're like, you know, screw it, let's just go ahead and do it. So he disbanded the alliance and began stealing everything from their hangars. He began stealing everything from their wallet. And as
Black
soon
Nova
as the
Corp, right? Because he doesn't have, or did he have access to the entire alliance wallet and stuff as well?
He had access. He had two levels of access, right? He had a character in Tinfoil, which was a full director. Tinfoil is the executor corporation for Bob. The reason why we were able to disband Bob is because we had a full director in Tinfoil, right? So there really wasn't all that much in the Alliance wallet because they tend to use it for POS reimbursements and stuff like that. There's about $15 billion in the Black Nova Corporation wallet. And, you know, honestly, all this ISK is Hargoth. We don't care about the ISK. The amount of ISK is trivial. The capital fleet that Black Nova had is not trivial. That is, I mean, you know, 15 fully fitted dreadnoughts might not seem a lot, like a lot, But in this day and age, the biggest issue with Dreadnoughts is actually just production. They take a long time to build. So they're not terribly expensive, but at the rate in which we blow up capitals and lose capitals, having the other guys lose 15 and us gain 15 is a pretty significant swing. So we were very happy about that. We were also very happy about all the POS fuel that he stole, all the various fuel components, the sheer number of mods and powers that he got. It was, in terms of smashing and grabbing, it was really a good haul. It's just sort of the smash and grab angle is dwarfed in comparison to the Alliance piece.
Yeah, and it's kind of played out too, so you guys were looking for a little bit more of an original angle, is what it's looking like.
Yeah. Yeah, and you know, I really wish I could say that I had come up with this in some sort of, you know, a long deliberative process, but it hit me in a flash. I realized what we could do, and 3.5 hours later, we seized the moment, and it really felt like it was great. It was a good vindication. We also did some other crap on the way down. We didn't just have him do all the stuff. He was in the in all their directors' forums. He was in their director's IRC, which is the Bob Secure channel. So we, of course, got logs, which we've, of course, as everyone has now seen, published on the EVE Online forums. The shock and dismay as the various directors are woken up, come onto the Bob Secure channel, go, what's happened to the Alliance? And, you know, the first thing they thought was that they forgot to pay a bill. And then they go into the tinfoil wallet, and they see that there's a wallet transaction where all of the money has been taken, and the reason listed for the wallet transaction is the Mitanni sends his regards, which is my stupid little catchphrase whenever we have anything. It's kind of dumb, but, you know, whatever.
A calling card.
At that point, they then freak out and start talking about how they're going to petition and do all this other stuff. But we also had him. We had him like yank roles from everybody in Black Nova because he could do that because he's a full director, and kick everyone who didn't have a role. So we had him change the standings such that Black Nova was positive Human Swarm, negative to all the other corporations that used to be in Bob. You know, we just wanted to have some fun with it, and I think you know, it's nice. So I'm pretty happy with the after effects. So
right.
That's the lengthy monologue.
Okay, well, there we go. We got the monologue out of the way. We've got a few more specific questions over here. We already heard about your haul and everything. Now, there's some rumors floating around. I call them rumors because I have not been able at this point to substantiate them. But it's being said or kind of tossed around that the person in question who supposedly defected was in boot camp or some kind of military training at the time that this happened. And so I guess there's some concern kind of floating around that it might have been an account hack. Are you guys aware of anything like that? Were you able to absolutely confirm without a doubt that the person who defected was exactly that person? Or are you just basically having to take his word for it? I'm not, you know, accusing goons of sending someone in to hack it, but is there a possibility that the person in question is someone who's hacked that account that you might not be aware of?
Well, I mean, you know, I didn't physically meet the guy or shake his hand in a bar, right? So, I mean, there's always a possibility that something unusual could happen. However, the, it's not actually him business that has been espoused, has been, in the game, has been dispersed by several things, which I'll go ahead and lay out now. This is really just a propaganda line. People, EVE is all about propaganda, and this is their rationalization for having their Alliance obliterated. They want to say it's foul play. He, Jonathan Agamar, is a member of several channels. In-game player can't password and was account on a different computer. He wouldn't be joining us because that information wouldn't be in the account. It wouldn't be on the client. So basically, and he would have to know those passwords, individually rejoin. He posted on Scrap Heap admitting that it was him and that he did it. He would have to, you know, this hypothetical hacker story. This hypothetical hacker.
So many accounts and passwords that you're saying it would be unlikely.
I mean, you know, sure, if they want to say that as their line, they can do that. It doesn't really matter. All their stuff's gone. That's all I care about.
Yeah, I didn't hear that from Bob directly. I heard that from, I've seen it on the forums and stuff. That's why I was asking. Just had to throw
it. No problem.
Yeah. Just trying to confirm stuff. All right. The next question that I have for you here is that in your original MP3 that you've posted up on EVE Files, and for those guys who are not aware of it, you can find links for that on the forums. as you're talking about what's happened and how you guys did it, you mentioned that he was on Vent or TeamSpeak, whatever you guys were using, but he did not have a microphone. And some people, and I don't recall it being Bob specifically, but some people question that he's a Bob director, but he doesn't have a microphone. What gives? Do you know anything about...
Well, I don't really see what the big deal is. The dude recently moved. At least that's what he told us. He says, I just moved house. I don't have a microphone. You know, I know what you're saying because I remember listening to an Executive Outcomes TeamSpeak recording. Hi, guys. I know I'm sure this is a shocking news that I have a spy in X. Where they went on this, you know, whenever anything like this happened, there are all these, you know, like I said before, there are these long conspiratorial, oh my God, how could this happen? There must be, you know, illegality or foul play involved. And everyone naturally jumps to that conclusion. And I think that the, you know, the mere fact that the guy didn't have a microphone is being turned into this just... thinking about it rationally speaking, the fact that he doesn't have a microphone shouldn't mean anything. But if you are of a mindset where you want to think that there... Let me back up for a moment. There is amongst pets, amongst people who pay rent to Bob and have been members of Bob and have built Bob up in their heads as being this amazing entity, there is a real desire to see... the impossibility, they don't want to believe that there could possibly be a defector. And, you know, so it just wigs them out, and they latch onto these little bits of irrelevancy in order to try to justify the idea that no one would ever want to leave Bob. And so I think that's an expression of that.
All right. So I have to ask you, what's next? Now that you guys have done this to Bob and you've disbanded their alliance, I mean, we're looking at it's at least going to be a couple of days before they can get a new alliance going, regardless of whether CCP steps in saying it was a hack or whatever was going on in there. What are you guys doing right now? We were talking with them earlier. They said that they've already got some roaming gangs that have kind of been popping in a delve looking for some action. So they're already kind of getting active in there. Obviously, their jump bridge network is down. A number of other assets they had going that were based on sovereignty are now down. So what is Goonswarm's move at this point?
We have already, as of the time of the conversation, been into the heart of Delve and have already blown up at least one capital ship assembly array. They were so proud that they neglected to add Strontium into their towers in their sub four constellations because those towers were invulnerable, right? So we're in there shooting people. We're going to be dropping an awful lot of towers, as is virtually everyone else. You know, really, from my personal perspective, not speaking from an alliance perspective here, I don't really care what happens in Delve. I would like us to conquer it, obviously, but what amuses me personally more is just the sheer amount of chaos, because it's not just Goonswarm invading Delve now. You have Pandemic Legion. You have just this huge disruption in the balance of power in Eve, and just watching that play out fascinates me.
All right, excellent. So then your goal isn't necessarily to take over Delve, although you wouldn't mind it, but right now it seems like you guys are just in there, you know, looking to sow the seeds of confusion or whatever that is.
Yeah, I mean, right now the goal of Goonswarm is the same goal that Goonswarm has had since July of 2006 when Sir Molle decided to wave a bloody shirt and try to take issue with our member Tetsujin. Our goal is vengeance. It's just that now we've pretty much achieved it, and this is the part where the army gets into the village and there's, you know, looting and pillaging and a bunch of people running around screaming, trying to get away. The amount of evacuation that we're seeing from the pets and the other, actually, I should say, the residents of Delve and the surrounding areas, it's awe-inspiring. There are transport ships fleeing the area. There's people are jump freightering everything they can out. You know, there's an infrastructure of thousands of people in that region of space who have honestly, truly believed that Bob would always be there, that was the safest space in Eve, and that Bob would always protect them. And it's like God is dead all of a sudden, and they're just fleeing. Panic is everywhere. I love it. It's awesome.
Prophetic words. All right, Mitanni, I want to thank you for being on with us. Obviously, during the show tonight, if you have an opportunity or anybody that you would recommend from Goonswarm would have an opportunity to be on with us, we are trying to get someone from Bob to be on with us live as well, which could lead to an interesting situation, as it were, but we would welcome you guys on there. But either way, thank you very much for being on with us. Is there anything that you'd like to say in closing? I will say that from talking with Bob earlier today, their statement to this whole thing, or what they closed it with, was more or less, you know, the goons are never going to have a better opportunity to come in here and take us out. And if they can't do it now, it's just it's not going to happen. What's your thought to that?
I think the only real response to that is to expose their propaganda for what it is. Every time Bob suffers a defeat, there is the public face of Bob, where you have these big, bold directors like Deanna Bollock out there, or you have Sir Molly with somebody ghostwriting for him, and they write a little pretty bit of prose, and they talk about how they're so manly, and they eagerly await the good fights. But, you know, I have their director forms now. They're not actually like that. And we're going to publish those director forms so everybody can see how much full of shit they are, basically. That's really all I have to say to that.
All right. Well, thank you once again for being on with us. Once again, this is DJ Funky Bacon, special guest Mitali of Goon Swarm. Are you actually in Goon Fleet?
Yes, I am.
All right. So of Goon Fleet and Goon Swarm, then. Thanks once again.